good morning. It's 6:40, Brock Hunter.
Fowdy. Brock and Hunter, come to save the day.
Hey, speaking of A-Team, actually, real quick, Kiki and I watched the remake of the A-Team with Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, Rampage Jackson.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was a thing. I've never seen it.
It's a good movie, but it's effing long, dude. I forgot how long it was.
Like, really?
They could have cut out a good chunk of it. I know they were like, I think their original plan was they were going to, like, make multiple ones of these, but it didn't do very well. So they just
dude, whatever happened to the hour and a half movies?
Yeah.
For God's sakes.
Well, this movie was made, 2015? Longer than that ago, I think. So, yeah, anyway, but.
I will literally not watch a movie because I'll look, 3.5 hours long, huh? I just don't have that time.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. I have all of that time, but I don't want to sit there and watch 3.5 hours, man.
For God's sakes, just wrap it up. Anyway, so yeah, figured I'd share that. We got to keep her moving, though. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Like, just imagine if your rock news and rock history was 3.5 hours long.
They would be so lucky. as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Well, there's hoping that the police decide to get back together and tour one more time, but they may not want to read into what Sting has to say about their last one in a new interview with British Reader's Digest. Although the 2007-2008 trek was a tremendous box office success, Sting now maintains that if he'd known how he'd feel at the end of it, he, quote, wouldn't have done it in the first place.
No.
He says that, quote, not a slight on his, it's not a slight on his bandmates, but the way things panned out, he was disappointed by the emotion he was left with. He felt then and still does that the tour was, quote, an exercise in nostalgia. And he thinks, quote, it's okay to be honest about your feelings and the way that it went. In the end, he just was more comfortable being a solo artist and producing the brand that he wants to make. He acknowledges that while music is, quote, a collaborative process, being in a band, he just really has enjoyed the solo aspect of it.
Huh.
I mean, I know he said it's not a slight to the band, but that's still, it's kind of like
Yeah. You just can't say, no, it's not a slight to the band and, like, you know.
Yeah. Look, I don't want
to cancel it out.
I don't want to say I hated it because I love the guys, but I hated it. It's like, yeah. Geez, dude, come on now. I know it's tough, you know, and getting out there and it's different. Like when you're the solo artist, it's you, you know, you make the calls, you have the final say. With a band, you do have to be like, all right, guys, what do you think? Okay, what should we do here? Okay, he wants to do that. I'm sure there's probably a lot more strings involved when you have the band there that could be a little excessive or maybe a little, I don't know, draining as opposed to just being your solo self. I don't know.
Aren't things just better unsaid?
What's it? If you don't have anything nice to say, Sting, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I'm sure his band probably isn't too bad as they're, you know, sitting in their mansion cashing checks from it. I'm sure it's fine, but still.
Eesh.
Anyway, so will we see the police back together for a tour? Probably not. Sting's kind of over it. He's kind of over it. But all right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1968, Damon Albarn was born. Now, who is Damon Albarn? Well, dude, he's an effing genius. Obviously, you know him as the singer for the group Blur, all right?
Oh,
song number two. But also, he is the mastermind behind the Gorillaz.
Ooh, really?
Didn't know that, did you?
That's right. Dead in your pipe and smoking,
huh? Yep. The guy who gave us Blur in song number two, which is just a staple of the 90s rock world.
He writes Gorillaz songs, or is he?
Writes, sings, does instrumentalists. He is the guy. You would not have the Gorillaz without Damon Albarn. You wouldn't. Would not at all. So there you go. He is one of my favorites. The guy's a genius. He really is when it comes to music. So. All right.
There you go. Good thing that guy was born, huh?
Thank God his mom and dad had sex. That is your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.